You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like I had last week, I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here, coming live. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse and Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. That would be the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And we're at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio offices. My job is to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. It's Lou Bega. Mambo number 5. It's his birthday today. Welcome to Monday. Beautiful day coming today. Had some nice days over the last 2 days. And how about that sunrise this morning? My goodness. Well, it's a new week. And we're in certainly spring mode. I think I'm actually going to go out and take a risk today and pull out the snow stakes around my driveway. I keep leaving them in there just in case. You never know when Punxsutawney Phil is going to come back with wrath. It is 10 after 8. We have to look and see what's going on with traffic. Let's find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. One alert, and it's 78 eastbound congestion. How about that? Exit 18 through exit 24. Excuse me, exit 18, exit 24, and exit 29 all due to sun glare and volume. So you get the nice day, you get the lack of cloud cover, and before you know it, you got sun glare. How about that? That is it right now. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is going on today on HuntonChamberRadio.com? Well, I'm on till 10. We'll have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. Find out what's happening with the markets. And at 8:40, I have Al War, Business with Al. Al War gives us some insight into some local Hunterdon County businesses that he has reviewed and wrote an article about through the Hunterdon County Democrat as an independent columnist. At 9 o'clock, I have Freedom House of New Jersey. They're up in Glen Gardner. They're coming on down, a couple of representatives, going to talk about Freedom House. It's a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center. And they're also going to talk about their upcoming 5K race and all the different things that are going to take place with that. So lots of information about Freedom House and the latest on what's going on in and around Hunterdon County with regard to drug and alcohol awareness. At 10 o'clock, it's the Rotary Hour. That's Megan Jones-Holt. And Megan is going to have the Mayor Janice Kovach from the town of Clinton on her show. Mayor Clinton kind of passed this by me, oh, a couple months ago when she's on my show every Thursday, and didn't realize that I was not taking advantage of such a great opportunity, but Megan is, And what Megan has done is she's going to talk with Mayor Janice Kovach about her performance on TED Talks. Mayor Kovach was on a local TED Talks, and she has a video out there, TEDx Jersey City. So Mayor Kovach is going to talk about honor diaries. We'll find out more about that, 10 to 11. But Mayor Janice Kovach and Megan Jones-Holt. At 11 o'clock, it's Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow comes on here. He's the executive chef of Jake's on Route 31 and 202. He also is a instructor over at the Hunterdon County Polytech, and he also runs the cafe over there, the bistro that goes on every Tuesday night that you can enjoy a sumptuous meal that usually has a different theme or a different cuisine each week. And it's a very exclusive little club there. They only have so many seats. But what's really neat about it is it gives all the Hunterdon County Polytech students, the culinary students, a way of learning how to be a restaurant owner, a chef in a restaurant, gourmet-type meals, and focusing on different types of cuisines, international cuisines. So Chef Bill's Table, Bill brings on tips, tricks, advice, and recipes in his show from 11 to 12. At noon, it's Susan Lang Saponara. She is a registered dietitian and nutritionist at ShopRite, and she talks about all the healthy foods in the aisles and how to cook them, great recipes, so you eat healthy and enjoy it more. So that's In the Aisles with Sue. Music by Dave is on from 1 to 2. Richard G's been covering that for the last couple of weeks, and so Richard's making it kind of a mini as I see it, bringing on interesting folks that he comes in contact with as part of Hunterdon Chamber Radio duties and Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce duties. Larry Cartwright is on from 2 to 3. Mental Health Matters, an award-winning show helping people understand and gain support for brain injuries and mental illness. The Hunterdon Medical Center on the air, Richard G. is on from 3 to 4. Richard G. and the guests from the Hunterdon Medical Center come on talking about people, programs, and services taking place on 3 to 4. Hot in Hunterdon with Georgine Trinkle is on from 4 to 5, talking about viewpoints, topics, making the headlines in Hunterdon. And then Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour is on from 5 to 7. Ruth Ann, once a month, usually has a really neat musical guest. And today on Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, Ruth Ann's going to have Zany, Steve Kirchick in the studio. Together they will be going to talk about the new album as well as enjoy some social commentary. It's rock, blues, and independent music. So that'll be on from 5 to 7 on Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Of course you knew that, because you were going out and checking out our website, our mobile website, our Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterdonChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back in just a moment. Mambo number 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At 18, you're listening to Good Morning Hunterin' and on HuntChamber.com. BrownieLocks.com, celebration observances for the week and the day. Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week. Nobody appreciates an animal control officer more than when you're experiencing a raccoon in your attic, or a squirrel, or bats. National Library Week. Got the library show on Thursdays with Jim and Jennifer. Got their big book week coming up. Book sale coming up next month. National Animal Control Appreciation Week. National Public Safety Telecommunications 911 Operators Week. We talked about that last week, how they're getting a proclamation from the freeholders. National Student Employment Week. A lot of students looking for work soon for the summer. Pan American Week. National Volunteer Week. Lots of nonprofits who need volunteers. We wouldn't be able to run without them. Week of the Young Child. American Indian Awareness Week starts today, along with International Dark Sky Week. Undergraduate Research Week. Health Information Privacy and Security Week. And for today, it is Scrabble Day. Big game in my family. A lot of people in my family play Scrabble. Underground Children's Awareness Week. Undiagnosed Children's Awareness Week. Yeah, it's something to worry about with children. You never know if they are experiencing some type of unforeseen illness that you need to take care of. It is Thomas Jefferson's birthday today, so it's Thomas Jefferson Day, and it's Vaisakhi. Celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something. Get involved. Why don't you download an online version of Scrabble or Words with Friends? Have a good competitive day. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Hunter County Democrat and the author of this article, Christine Lee, published this on the 10th. And the title of it is Bubbles Take Off in Support of Autism at Holland Township School. Now, before I get into this, I reflect back on my middle school years. And I remember in our middle school, there were certain contained classrooms where special needs kids, that's the nomenclature we use today, were getting schooling. And you would never see those kids at all, except when they came in or when they left. They were not included in the school, in the mainstream, and some of them had some severe disabilities. Some of them were Down syndrome. And, of course, what middle school kids do is when you don't understand something, you obviously make fun of it and challenge those kids who already have enough challenges of their own. So what I love about this particular article is that it's bringing to light and awareness to the stream of kids that are in a class and in the school so that they accept everyone. And so the sight of millions of bubbles floating through the air was what beheld students, faculty, and staff at Holland Township School. Blue bubbles in support of autism awareness. At the start of a whistle blown by Principal Nancy Yard, bubbles were blown from 840 individual bottles handed out to everyone involved. This is the first year the school has participated in Bubbles for Autism, an event which spreads awareness for autism by blowing bubbles as symbols of hope to families dealing with the developmental disorder that affects one's ability to communicate. According to the website Faces for Autism, which puts on the event worldwide. Other activities done to celebrate Autism Awareness Month at the school included T-shirts designed by Cellar Door Graphics, unique to the school, and selling autism awareness pins made by fifth graders at the school. So once again, a nice little get-together activity, but in addition to having that fun little activity, allowing kids to realize that, hey, everybody's got something. Some of the things that we have are obvious, and some of the things are not so obvious. And you need to appreciate everybody for whatever they have and let them grow and improve on their own terms. And that's why that is vitamin C for today. Time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
From Noah, Ariane Reinhardt is 21 today. The Amazing Spider-Man, Hannah Marks, is 22. The Big Bang Theory, Emma Degerstedt, is 23. Good Luck Charlie, Jordan Nichols, is 23. We the Party, Harrison Knight, 24. From Girls, Allison Williams, is 27. Callie Flynn Childress is 27. From Sleepover, Say It Isn't So, and cartoon voices of Frozen, Courtney Peldon, is 34. Law and Order SVU, Keith Giddish, is 35. My Boys, Kyle Howard, is 37. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Glenn Howerton, is 39. From Ray, Bokeem Woodbine, is 42. Alexandra Addy is 44. From Copland, Cold Souls, Dina Corzin, 44. Silver Spoons, Rick Schroeder, 45. 300, Andrew Plevin, 47. Death at a Funeral, Andy Nyman, 49. Television talk show host, Caroline Rhea, is 51. Paige Hanna is 51 as well, from Fame. Golf champion Davis Love is 51. World chess champion Garry Kasparov, 52. We've seen him in many of Today in History when he took on IBM computers. Singer, actress, and cartoon voicist Liz Calloway, 54. Miami Vice, Sandra Santiago, 58. SNL and Carlos Wake, Gary Kroger, 58. The Mummy, Eric Avari, 63. E Street Band drummer Max Weinberg, 64. R&B singer Peebo Bryson is 64 today. Doctor Who actor Peter Davison is 64. Hellboy Ron Perlman is 65. The Shawshank Redemption, William Sattler, is 65. Singer Al Green is 69. Leave It to Beaver, Tony Dow, is 70. Conductor Bill Conti, who wrote Gonna Fly Now and The Right Stuff and many other film scores. 73, Chambers Brothers lead singer, Lester Chambers. 75, Goodfellas, Romeo and Juliet, Paul Sorvino is 76. Gandhi, The Day of the Jackal, Edward Fox, 78. The Carol Burnett Show, Lyle Waggoner is 80. And film producer, director, Singing in the Rain, Stanley Donen, 91 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, there's Al. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment. Michelle Heide up next, right after news and weather.
I'm so is all right with me.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. White House hopeful Hillary Clinton is off to Iowa. Clinton's visit to Iowa Tuesday will be her first campaign trip as an official candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. The former Secretary of State announced her candidacy Sunday. One of Clinton's potential Republican opponents will make it official tonight. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is expected to launch his campaign for the GOP nomination. There are calls for today to be a day of, quote, mass demonstration against police brutality in South Carolina. Talk of widespread protests comes just days after funeral services were held for the unarmed black motorist shot in the back and killed by a white police officer earlier this month. The officer who opened fire on Walter Scott has since been fired and charged with murder. Jordan Spieth's wire-to-wire win at the Masters is one for the record books. The 21-year-old Spieth carded a 2-under 70 in Sunday's final round to tie Tiger Woods' tournament record of 18-under par at Augusta National. This is USA Headline News.
All right, time for our Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We already did the birthdays. 43 degrees right now in Flemington, mostly cloudy skies. Today is going to be nice and warm today. Partly cloudy with a high of 74, wind south at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy early tonight, followed by cloudy skies overnight. Slight chance of a rain shower and a low of 53, wind south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And cloudy with rain ending in the afternoon tomorrow, a high of 67, chance of rain 90%. Wednesday the 15th, a few passing clouds, 67. Partly cloudy on Thursday the 16th, a high of 63. Cloudy on Friday in the morning, and often on rain showers during the afternoon, 67. And cloudy with occasional showers on Saturday in the afternoon, a high of 70. It's 48 in Quakertown, 45 in Raritan, 45 in White House Station, 44 in the town of Clinton, 48 Phillipsburg, 44 in East Amwell, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather. All right, Michelle Heide has rejoined me after her three-day weekend. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. What a beautiful day yesterday was. Yeah. Holy macro. We just spent as much time as possible outside, soaking up some vitamin D.
Good for you.
Ready for spring.
Ready for... Oh, really? It hasn't shown up yet?
Not quite yet.
Okay. Let me know. Boy. Let me know when spring has arrived, would you please?
I certainly will. Hopefully it's soon. All right, let's see. Well, we ended up having our second straight week of gains in the Dow and the S&P. And a lot of that had to do with General Electric's announcement, which is they're doing a major restructuring of GE Capital. Right. Including the sale of most of the unit's assets, and they're going to institute a $50 billion stock buyback program with proceeds from the move. So GE stock itself jumped 10.8%,
wow,
which is the highest close since September of 2008.
Wow, that's huge. There's so many institutional investors who have that, too, so that's a huge bump for them. That's
absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. I know it's interesting when I chat with clients that own GE stocks, you know, whether they used to work for GE or they've just always owned it. It's interesting because if you look at the company, it's almost like a mutual fund in and of itself because
yep.
it's such a diversified company.
That's right. Yep.
And it's interesting because lately they've been like, well, should we continue to own the stock, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, let's, you know. And, you know, now after Friday, they're like, oh, yeah, good thing we hold on to it.
And it pays a pretty good dividend as well, doesn't
I'd
it?
I it pays a good dividend, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Well,
so they did well. We also had the biotech. The biotech just continues to, you know, just when you don't think it can go any higher, it just keeps going higher. The iShares, the iShares NASDAQ Biotech, which is ticker symbol IBB, mm-hmm. ended up Friday 1.24%. So again, not a bad day for Friday.
Right.
If we take a look at year to date, it's interesting because probably about 3-4 months ago, folks were saying, well, you know, small caps, mid caps, we're starting to see some of the steam coming off of them. Maybe it's time to redirect. But when you take a look year to date, those are, you know, two of the asset classes that are continuing to outperform the S&P and the Dow at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like they haven't run out of steam yet. And
nice.
A lot of that has to do with the fact that we continue to be in a low interest rate environment. So for the smaller and mid-sized company, they're still able to borrow money at a very low rate and, you know, use those funds to put back into growing your businesses and that type of thing. So
mm-hmm.
so that's also a good thing. And let's see, so far this morning, if we take a look at global markets, actually emerging markets are amidst their longest rally in about 10 years, which is interesting because, again, over the past year, the past 2 years, everyone's been like, emerging markets, they're not doing anything, we're going to continue to stay light. I mean, Joe and I have slowly been increasing exposure to emerging markets, you know, not everywhere, but certain pockets. And, you are starting to see things happening over there again.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Europe. This week is a big earnings week. We have JPMorgan Chase and Intel posting their first quarter earnings tomorrow. And then as the week goes on, you know, we'll continue to have more financial companies, tech companies, and other sectors as well reporting. So if we take a look at what the expectations are, the S&P index, the company's earnings are expected to come in 4.7% lower,
mm-hmm.
while second quarter earnings are expected to be 2.1% lower, according to FactSet. So as far as what the expectations currently are.
Mm-hmm.
We also have retail sales being reported tomorrow, so that too will give an indication in terms of, you know, is there continued strength? Are people continuing to open up their pocketbooks and spend money now that they're starting to see some of the effects of lower gas prices? So I will be on the show tomorrow, and we'll be reporting about the retail sales figures and kickoff of earnings season, and it's financial literacy month, so
lots
of good stuff in the month of April.
All right. So we're going to see Michelle, and Michelle, you're going to be on my show on Friday. We're going to talk about financial literacy.
Absolutely.
So,
looking forward to it.
We're going to hack into a lot of different things from checkbooks to reading your bank statements to how to deal with interest and mortgage. So we'll cover a lot of different things in a rapid-fire fashion. So that'll be cool.
All right. Make sure I have my extra cup of coffee.
I don't think there's enough time, but we'll try and get to as much as we can. But
absolutely.
I think it's really important. There are way too many people nowadays that are just taking for granted how to manage your money.
Absolutely.
And, it's okay to have coaches and experts that are on your side, but you really need to know what's going on. You just can't be bewildered by the fact that numbers are coming in your mail, in your statement, in the mail every day, and you just say,
right.
Oh, somebody else is taking care of it. Because there's way too many unfortunate incidents that I hear about that people need to be aware of.
Most definitely. Absolutely. I'm very excited to talk lots on Friday.
Okay.
And in between now and Friday, actually, maybe if I get myself a little organized, I can share some little tidbits as, you know, each day through the month of April. So.
All right. That sounds good.
Write myself a note to get started on that.
All right. Very cool.
All right.
Well, you just mentioned that you and Joe and Pat and Honey Associates are starting to look into emerging markets. Do you guys have specific countries or geopolitical areas that you're f- focusing on?
Well, certain pockets we've been continuing to stay a little bit light in, not that Japan's an emerging market, but, you know, kind of, we've been lighter in China than other folks have been, just because I think we've talked about this before. It's really hard to get a good sense of what's really going on in China.
Yeah, they're
even though, you know, you continue to hear, you know, there's a lot going on and that type of thing, but through using ETFs, I mean, we're continuing to incorporate some ETFs that have some wide exposure, more on the small and mid-cap size, so that you don't have to necessarily worry about the currency issues as well.
Okay.
So there are a couple, you know, we have kind of a few favorites as far as ETFs go. And then, you know, there are some, especially when you look at international and emerging markets investments, there, you know, there are some good reasons to also have some mutual fund exposure, because that way you also have the active management, you know, versus a lot of the ETFs, which are more passive, although there are more and more active ETFs coming out on the market,
right,
you know, pretty much every day.
Yep, every day, that's right.
So,
cool.
But I know we've also been lightening up on some of the frontier markets for a while. They had some steam going, but again, with certain geopolitical issues, they can be very volatile and aren't for necessarily the average investor.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
That's some great insight. Very good. We'll talk with you again. Well, you won't be on my show tomorrow. Joe will be on at 9:15 tomorrow.
Joe will be on.
But I will see you tomorrow at the 11 o'clock show.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Michelle. Thanks again. Have a great weekend. Have a great day, and enjoy the weather.
I wish now.
Yeah, I wish it was a weekend too. That was a Freudian slip, if ever it was one.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks
All
again.
Right.
Take
have
care.
A great day.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Inc. Michelle says she will be joining Joe tomorrow on Something's About Money at 11 o'clock, and she helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington. HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder over sight.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
All right, it's time for Business with Al. Al Warr, independent columnist of the Huntington County Democrat and a blogger. He has helpmysmallbusiness.blogspot.com. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks.
I have a question about your blog today. I was reading it this morning.
Yeah.
An interesting, you know, you wrote a whole bunch of things, and you always put in examples, but this statement I thought caught my eye. Referrals happen quite naturally.
Yeah, it's a natural human process to talk about things going on, and when the subject of a leaky faucet comes up, everybody is ready to recommend their plumber.
Right. And here's why I wanted to bring this up, because I deal with some businesses, and I find that business owners work too hard to talk about referrals, to get referrals. They magically think they're going to come through some action that directly affects referrals. And the distinction is, and this is where I'd like to get your opinion, I believe that if you just concentrate on your work at hand, the quality of what you do, and avoid mishaps, that the referrals come, as you said, quite naturally.
They come quite naturally. The problem becomes, for many small businesses, they don't come quickly enough.
Right.
To build the business. And there are some things that social media has exploded the process of extending referrals, which again come quite naturally if you post things on social media. Not hard sell types of things, but simply a presence.
So
you can put up pictures of almost anything to attract attention.
Yep.
And if they really do the job, then the people who see them will likely pass them around, and that gets the word about you going around the net.
Yeah. And I'll close with this, and I'd like your opinion about it. Referrals, for the most part, come from your customers who want to feel good about their own purchase or their own acquisition of services. So they validate their own purchase by finding out that I can get my friend, family member to acquire that same product or that same service, and it validates what I did.
Sure.
So
it's a natural process.
Yes.
That goes around.
So, yeah. I think people just work way too hard at worrying about referrals. If you do your job right and you work on the little things, they will just show up, and you'll be pleasantly
and
surprised.
And show up more quickly and a lot more of them.
There you go. And it comes out too artificial and fake if you're sitting there just trying to drive referrals. Please refer me. Please refer me. It doesn't work that way.
No.
All right, sir. You do a column once a week for the Hunter County Democrat. What are we talking about today?
Well, I was talking about businesses that partner together.
Right.
That come together for an event or whatever, which attract more attention than any one business acting alone.
Right.
There are three events coming up in Flemington that illustrate this. The George Stakos runs a company called the Educated Grape, and what he does is he offers his services to restaurants or corporations or even private family gatherings, I suppose, to familiarize people with wines.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know a lot about wine. And you can always learn more.
Sure.
Even if you know a lot.
Right.
And he's running a class. In fact, there are two-hour sessions coming up. They're going to be at the 55 Main Restaurant.
Okay, that's nice.
On Tuesday, the April 28th, and Tuesday, May 12th. The restaurant is closed on Tuesdays, and so they're opening it up for this session, which George Sikos will be on hand and with wines and serving it and showing people or answering their questions and telling them all about wines.
Now, is 55 Main serving to kind of pair wines with food that day?
Oh, they'll have food. Stakos brings the wine, I believe, or makes arrangements for the wine, and then 55 Main furnishes the food.
Okay.
And you can. He brings everything except the food.
All right.
So the glasses and the information and the wines and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in to partner with the restaurant on April 28th, for example, he's going to be concentrating on Beaujolais and Alsace wines. And the May 12th session is going to cover Pinot Noir type wines.
Okay.
Where the grapes are grown, and he'll have wines from France and New Zealand and the United States. And he also has a fourth one, country, which he keeps in reserve and sort of a surprise.
Okay, very cool. So 55 Main, if I recall, is a bring your own. So this is kind of kind of giving you some insight into when you're going to a restaurant, bring your own. That he's going to give you some insight into
he'll bring the wines.
There
and
you
all
go.
You have to do is show up.
There you go.
And register for the class. The classes are $80.
Okay.
For a session, or if you attend both sessions, it's $140. But it's well worth the effort and the cost if you want to know about wines and get an in-depth response. He's been doing this for many years and has quite a background. He also teaches the wine course at Farley Dickinson.
Okay.
So he's quite knowledgeable.
Yep. I would also suggest for those who have to deal with the public in a sales type capacity or meeting and networking at a high level for lunches and dinners, this might make a lot of sense because there is something to having a dinner and having a chat with somebody and demonstrating your expertise, not in an arrogant manner, but demonstrating your expertise in pairing wines with food, because
it brings an extra edge, dimension to the to the event,
and it brings an extra edge to your personality as you being a little bit more worldly than just worrying about your own products and services.
Networking events would be great for this kind of situation.
Very cool. All right, so that sounds like a bargain at $140 for two sessions and getting two meals and a bunch of wine. That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all, I think. That's a good deal.
All right. So that's going on the 28th and the 12th, right?
Yeah, a partnership there between the two of them.
That one makes sense.
Puts an extra edge on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Tom Costello also. He runs a shop across the road from the Stengel Center there called Uncorked. And he furnishes everything you need for wine, but not the wine itself. And he has a big olive oil bar and any accessories in the shop that you might need for wine or cheese or olive oils and vinegars, that kind of thing. But he is expanding in June and will... His current place, I think he told me, is 800 feet, 800 square feet, and he's expanding to 5,000 square feet.
Wow. Okay.
Next door. He's taken over the place next door.
Okay. Wow.
Which that will be open in June, and it will be a cafe type of arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
He's partnering with Somi, the art gallery, S-O-M-I, which is in the Stengel Center. It occupies one of the giant kilns,
right,
which is a spectacular setting for artworks, and the artists who display their works. And that's coming up also on Sunday, April 28th, all afternoon.
Wow. Okay.
Which he will be on hand with all the olive oils and accessories for wine and cheese and so forth. So it's a place to go to meet him and see his thing, as well as all the artwork that's going to be there.
I'm sensing a pattern here, Al. You got a drop in your diet as far as wine and grapes are concerned?
I lived in California for 10 years. Got introduced to...
Wow.
...to... a lot of wines, which I didn't know much about, coming from Georgia. I knew what White Lightning and moonshine were.
Oh, man. They do a review on White Lightning and moonshine. That would be hilarious.
That would be.
Oh, my. Going back to this gentleman who's opening this Uncorked, who's opening this new store. What is he? He's adding a food element now, a serving.
A food element. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The thing. He really gets into olive oils, and all of his olive oils are imported from Italy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a small family operation in Italy, and olive oils. I didn't know that they degrade after 18 months. He was saying that just sitting on the shelf for 18 months or anywhere, they tend to degrade.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, we just learned something new. So we got two of them, and that one of those events is they're both happening on April 28th. So you could go and do the art gallery,
well,
which and then
the thing, I think I've mixed up the dates here.
Okay.
The 28th is on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The Somi thing is on a Sunday.
Oh. Okay.
The 26th.
Okay. All right. So you can recover from one wine tasting and go to the next one 2 days later. And I've often seen art and wine and cheese as well. That's a nice little that seems to pair very well with that personality of being artistic and going out and who knows, it might enhance the way you view the art at some point.
Sure.
So very cool. All right. So that's two. What's the third event you're gonna?
Well, those were the three.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. In Flemington, the Educated Grape at 55 Main, and then Uncorked is pairing with Somi Fine Art Gallery.
Gotcha. Okay.
To hold the opening. That's their spring event that they hold every year.
So you were counting the two events that the 55 Main is to. Now, you've done this type of an article before, and sometimes this one seems to be more in the same appreciation. People understand that art and wine goes together. People understand that food and wine goes together. The last time we talked, you were bringing on examples of where two businesses that had much more disparate focus. But the client that's coming to visit might need or would make sense that they would go to one to visit and then find out there's an opportunity to visit with another. I think one example you brought up in the past was something that dealt with senior health care, and then there was somebody that was a financial advisor.
Yeah, I have another one in this same piece coming out on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Which has to do with health care. Corinne Fuentes runs Pilates.
Okay.
She had a studio in Clinton until the flood happened back 5 years ago. And
oh, my.
So
yep.
She closed the place. But she does Pilates privately,
mm-hmm.
as well as at various other venues. And this Saturday, she's going to be doing an instructor's session. It's a six-hour session, and it's being held at the Everettstown United Methodist Church in Pittstown.
Mm-hmm.
She also works with the Hunterdon Integrative Medicine there in Flemington, working on shoulder and neck problems and balance issues and injuries and that kind of thing that can be helped with Pilates. So she does private sessions as well as sessions open.
Mm-hmm.
To the public.
Neat. How would you, if you were a business owner?
Yeah.
Well, you have been in the past, obviously. If you were a business owner, what would be their technique to learn how you could band together with another business to put an event on like this? What would be the conversation you would have?
Well, you begin by finding another business that hopefully targets the same type of customer base but
mm-hmm.
doesn't compete.
Right.
Now, I don't know, a bakery and a health food store come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or a chiropractor can bring in a nutritionist, for example.
Mm-hmm.
you'd find people that are interested in the same types of thing. Maybe it's health issues, maybe it's something else.
Right.
But you're looking for people who are, or the general public, that's mm-hmm. interested in more information from both ends of the spectrum.
Right.
For example.
Yep. And if you eventually found that that target other organization, it's not just, it just doesn't end there. You have to make sure that, I guess, the owner of that other business has a similar value system and mindset as you, because...
Yeah, you have to do some checking out ahead of time to make sure both sides are comfortable with doing what you're planning to do.
Right.
At an attorney's office, for example, which is usually thought of as not being amenable to this kind of setup, can partner with a nutritionist,
mm-hmm.
for example,
sure.
and look for elderly people who are typically not too aware of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
They don't eat right,
right,
or eat enough, or the right kinds of things. And an attorney that specializes in elder care
right.
could partner with a nutritionist and
yep.
be helpful to a wider range audience.
Sure. But be aware that when you're putting on this type of event, that you are a reflection of the other person's business at that particular event, and vice versa. So,
and vice versa.
You do not want to have a black eye because you brought in the wrong individual.
Sure, sure. Yeah. There are a lot of people who are involved in holistic therapies, for example,
mm-hmm.
who don't necessarily have their own studio or office. They go out as Corrine Fuentes. She goes to the people in general with Pilates, so that people who are don't have their own offices can be quite amenable to
right.
to an offer from people who do have. For example, the health food store in Lebanon,
right.
they're partners with others from time to time
mm-hmm.
to bring in people who talk about what they do and maybe demonstrate massage or yep. hypnotherapy, those types of things. So it's a good way to extend both reaches into the general community.
Very cool, Al. Appreciate it as always. And enjoy always chatting with you. Have a great week, and we'll talk with you next Monday.
Good. Look forward to it. Take care.
Thank you. Al Warr, independent columnist from the Hunter County Democrat, and helpmysmallbusiness.blogspot.com. He's a blogger. We're going to take a break. Be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon and my guest from Freedom House in just a moment.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. White House hopeful Hillary Clinton is off to Iowa. Clinton's visit to Iowa Tuesday will be her first campaign trip as an official candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. The former Secretary of State announced her candidacy Sunday. One of Clinton's potential Republican opponents will make it official tonight. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is expected to launch his campaign for the GOP nomination. There are calls for today to be a day of, quote, mass demonstration against police brutality.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Were to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Actor Bradley Cooper is paying his respects to the late Navy SEAL Chris Kyle. Cooper was honored with the Best Male Performance for his role as Kyle in American Sniper at last night's MTV Music Awards. He thanked the fans for making the film such a hit as well.
You brought awareness to the men and women and their families in the military and what they do for us on a daily basis. It's because of what you guys did and how you came out for the movie. Chris Kyle would have turned 41 4 days ago. Chris, this is for you.
Cooper was shut out of the Academy Awards and Golden Globe Awards earlier this year. The film was based on the best-selling autobiography of the same name and was a box office smash. Kyle is known as the most lethal sniper in U.S. history. Thousands are expected to say goodbye to inspirational college basketball player Lauryn Hill during a public memorial today in Cincinnati. She lost her battle with cancer last week. The 19-year-old had an operable brain tumor and was initially given just weeks to live, but she played the entire season and raised more than $1 million for cancer research. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
A 2-year-old boy is lucky he wasn't seriously hurt or worse after he fell into a cheetah pen at the Cleveland Zoo Saturday. Zoo spokesman Dr. Christopher Kuhar says the child's mother was holding him over an observation wall when she dropped him.
While this incident is disturbing to everyone, we are glad the injuries were not any more severe. Unfortunately, we have a number of eyewitnesses accounts that point to the strong likelihood that the child was dangled over the railing.
Fortunately, the two cats never approached the boy, and he was rescued from the enclosure. The boy was taken to the hospital to be treated for a leg injury from the fall. Cleveland Metro Parks say they plan to press for misdemeanor child endangerment charges against the parents.
Safety is a top priority here, and we wish the child the best.
A Lake Zurich, Illinois sixth grader who finished tied for the first place in ESPN's Bracket Challenge is being awarded after all. The founders of the weight loss company Visalus decided to step in and provide Sam Holt with their own prize. Sam's mother, Liz, expressed her thanks on a video posted to the company's YouTube page.
Ryan, Nick, and Blake are generously offering Sam a $20,000 college scholarship.
The 12-year-old beat out more than 11 million other participants to finish tied for first in the bracket challenge, but was ineligible to receive ESPN's grand prize because he is not 18. One of the prizes was a $20,000 gift card to Best Buy. You can find more special interest stories, news, and, of course, headlines online anytime at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by family.